Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Hey Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, which we have begun yesterday. We had read all of Sif Aleph, and we just were in the middle of a Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet, and I'll repeat it outside the beginning part of the Mishneh Berurah, where he brought down a more lenient opinion, said over in the name of the Sefer Nezer Yisrael, in the name of the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, who said that even the people in the house where the fire is, while they're going to be anxious and very confused and overwhelmed about the fire, nevertheless, they're allowed to go and take out as much food as they need from the house. And he says it's based upon the fact that nowadays we live amongst the non-Jewish people, and there's a chashash over here, sakonis nefashos, and you're allowed to do this. However, the Mishneh Berurah himself said he's not convinced that that is correct, and because you're so anxious over here, you may come to do other isurim d'arais over here, but the Mishneh Berurah concludes that if you rely upon this more lenient opinion, you can do so, and he says the Taz, in fact, says that you can even go and save money over here, as long as you're not over in Issa d'Araisa. This is also the opinion of the Issa v'Heter. This is where we left off yesterday. Now he does bring down the Mishneh Berurah about four lines from the bottom of Sif Katan Dalet, and he says, Ah, the Benishmas Adam mefakvik bona dvar. The Benishmas Adam strongly disagrees with this. Ayin Sham. He says, go look over there. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Kosev Chai Adam. The Avshur Delefize Gam Acherim Chutz Mibal Habayis V'Ishta Ubonav Mehabayis Shadleik Abo Shein Behulim. All other people, other than the people actually living in the house over there, the owner of the house, as well as his wife and his children, because they're very anxious and concerned about the fire, so they can't do anything because they may come to put out the fire. However, other people, Avol Anoshim Acherim, She'enam Behulim Kokach, these other people that are not so anxious that they'll forget themselves and put out the fire, Mutul Hem L'Hatzel B'Shilo, they can do anything for him, for the person who owns that apartment, the person who owns that house. Other people that aren't Bohul can go and take out for him food, and afilu mos, and even money. The ein bo ela issa muktzah, because the only problem in taking it out is an issa muktzah, and v'hainu kedasi yesh metirim shuvah besamach. And this would be in accord with what we're going to learn in a moment in Sif Beis, according to the Meikel opinion that says you're allowed to do this. However, I will also latatul b'shvilo l'karmelis, but you can't go and bring it into a karmelis, because that would be more than just the issa of muktzah over here, that would be carrying an issa d'rabbanan from Rosh Hashanah into a karmelis, which is an issa d'rabbanan. And these are the words, ad kan l'shono of the chayi adam. Dishu footnote number 8 explains further the words of the Chayyadim. Shibamokum hefsid yesh lahatir tiltu muktza. If there is a financial loss over here, then the issue of muktza is falling by the wayside. The rabbis didn't institute in that situation. And gamim ein chashash shemalulei zeh yavor al issu chomer. And even if there is no concern over here that you'd be over a more stricter issur, nevertheless you still can do this just because of muktza. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down the inyan if you milked an animal in a way that's permissible, which we've learned already previously, for example, by a non-Jewish person or through some sort of an automated system, even though the cholov is considered muktzah, you'd be allowed to go and move it because of the hefsid involved. Now we can begin fresh with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, V'yesh matirim, there is a more lenient opinion than the one that we brought down yesterday, that says, L'taltel mos u'dvorim ha'muktzim k'dei la'atzilim ebni hadleika o me'anosim ha'boim l'gozlim. There is an opinion that says that you are allowed to go and even move money and other muktzah items in order to save them from the fire or from people that are trying to take it from you. For example, armed robbers that are trying to steal your money. And the reasoning is, the Mechaber tells us, "Debimokum pseida ein lachush li'issur muktza," because in this situation, the rabbis, so to say, never instituted the issur muktza. The only problem over here is the money is muktza, the item is muktza, and therefore the rabbis didn't institute muktza in this situation, and you can go and take it out in order to prevent the fire from destroying it, or these armed robbers or other people from taking your money from you. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan explains that we're talking here, Hainu Davka Bebayis Acher Sheinam Behulim. We're talking here about the people are in another house over here. We're not talking about the people that are actually in the house of the fire and they're going to be very anxious and overwhelmed. Velo Bebayis Hadleika, and not in the house of the fire. As we already learned, the Chanal in Sif Aleph in yesterday's Shir. And we mentioned it earlier in today's Shir as well. Sivkot and Vav, you're allowed to go and move this. Taimam, the reasoning is, Delamdu meha detiru lemi shehechshich baderech laholich kiso pachos midalet ames kdei shelo yase isr chomer mimeno v'yolech usom lehedja. This is based upon the heter. The rabbis over here that are matir say that you're allowed to go and move the mukta item away from the fire or from the anosim is based upon the heter that a person has who's traveling on the road, and it suddenly becomes Erev Shabbos, it comes into Shabbos, and he has his wallet and other things there, and if you don't allow him to go and take them in a mutter way, he's going to do it in a much more serious transgression way. So therefore, the rabbis never instituted certain Yisurim D'Rabbanan in that setting. So to over here, who adin nami, bikan, in our case, hitiru isa tultul mukta. So the rabbi said, it's much better for you to go and move a mukta item in order that you don't, kidei shelo yovo lechabos hadleka, because if your alternative is that you can't move it, then you're going to end up putting out the flame. So the rabbi said, it's much better that we relax our institution of mukta over here, let you take out the money so it won't get burned, rather than you going and chas v'sholom doing an isa deraisa of putting out the flame. And likewise, gabe anosim, again in terms of these armed robbers, hitiru, the rabbis permitted you to go take out the money, because otherwise you may come to take it to a real Rishus HaRabim. However, there are those that say that you can't do this because they hold the sirulu, the davko b'mi shehechshich baderechu shehetiru lo, kidei shelo yasi isur rabba. It's only in that situation when a guy is traveling on the road that the rabbis relax their isur of muktzah or other isurim, because otherwise the person will do an isur deraisa. Avol, by the case of the anosim, avol b'anosim, the armed robbers over here, lekach l'meishash l'midi. There is no concern over here that you're going to transgress a more serious issue. Why? Dolotzah lekach l'meishash, that you're going to take it out into the Rishus HaRabim, we're not at all concerned over here. Shavadalot siyena b'anosim, because then they'll see you. And that would be the last thing you want to do, is have them trap you with all your money on you. Shemisyare laharos lem, you certainly don't want to show it to them, because then they'll definitely take it. V'gam gabe d'leika, and likewise, even if it's a fire and not anosim over here, leka l'mechash l'shem yichabe. We're not concerned that you're going to go put the fire out, because kivon shadleika adayim nevei sachem, because we're talking here about people that are not so overwhelmed or confused. They know ba'al aleihem tuva. They're not going to be lost in their actions and forget that it's Shabbos and go put out the fire. K'mo shekosuv sif aleph, as we've already explained in yesterday's shir. Then the Mishnah says, however, look in the Bach, who passes over here between the Mekel Shita and the Machmir Shita, and he says, Shechriya Kehamatirim, like the more Mekel Shita that says you'd be allowed to go move these Mokta items as long as you're not the one in the house itself that's burning. The Atiku Kamachronim is Dvarv, and many agree with the Bach over here amongst the Achronim. And the reasoning is, Mishum Deikul Amechash, we have to be concerned. If we don't allow this, Kivan Din Ein Odom Mamet Asmal Amon, a person's not going to stand idly by while his money is being burned. So, Ilo Natulo, if you don't give him a head to dick away to do this and relax, and Issa Durabon and Umutza, Yachshul Biatzmo, he's going to say to himself, listen, I'm going to be over in Issa no matter what. Benkach Ubenkach and Iyos Isser. I'm going to either do an Isser or I'm going to do an Isser. I'm going to either not fulfill the Isser of Muksa, or I'm going to go and do some other transgression to save my money. And therefore, what's going to happen if we don't allow and relax the Isser of Muksa? Va'osi latminam bakarka. He's going to end up taking the money and digging a hole in the ground and putting the money in there. Ayde chafira. V'yasa Isser deraisa. And that would be far worse. That would be an Isser deraisa. The issue footnote number 12 brings down from Nissen Karlitz, Shlita, that nowadays people don't hide their money in the ground. Nevertheless, Mikomokom Yesh Chashash Shem Yasim Locha Cheres, he may do something else. And therefore, the rabbis, even nowadays, permit you to go and metaltal the Mos in order to save them. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Isa B'Sefer Maril B'Shem Marash. The Maril brings down in the Marash. And it's also brought down by El Yerabo. He brings this down as well by the El Yerabo. The Bishas Hazam, during times of persecution, Shemis Yorin, Shohan Nosim Yavo, V'yachtuf U'es HaShelo. We're very concerned that these mobsters over here, these people that are out to persecute the Jewish people, are going to come and take your money. So in that setting, Mutul Yisrael, L'taltil Ma'osav, then the Yid is allowed to go and take his money on Shabbos, Afilu Miklus L'Erev, to even take it outside of the Erev, Ayin Shom. There you can see more the reasoning behind this. And he says as well in Shin Aleph, Sif Lamed Gimel, in the Ramah, Bagah, and as well the Taz, and Mogen Abram, and Prima Gadam over there, they all say, the Ein Mutter, this is only allowed, Kim Shinoson Shalok Kederach Hatzor. He can't do an Issa Daraisa of carrying, he can only do what would otherwise have been an Issa Darabaran, to carry it in an abnormal Shinu Dik away. For example, the Hainu Ben Bigdol Basara, to put the money in between his clothing and his body, the Chi Hagavno, or other type of Shinu like that, so to knock it down from a Daraisa to a Darabaran, in this situation, the rabbis never instituted it. We're in the setting of persecution and pogroms and all sorts of armed enemies attacking the Jewish people, Rachmana Litzlan. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel V'yesh Batirim brings down an even more makel opinion. The Mishnah Berurah had said that we're only allowed to go and have people who aren't in the house over here where the fire is go and take stuff out because they won't be bohol al mamonim because it's not their house that's on fire. But then he brings up an El Yerabah and he says in the name of the Issa V'heter, Mashma, Da'af Bibayis Shabo Hadleika, a more even lenient opinion that says even the people in the house where the fire is, they would be allowed to go and save whatever they need to do, even money. And he says, Al Karchach, the Sri Lucas Ras Mari, this is according to the opinion of the Mari, and it's also brought down by the Taz. Because the reasoning is, if we don't allow them to do this in a hand-to-dig away, they're going to end up putting out the flame. But as we already pointed out, and the Chafetz Chaim points it out further over here in this Bir Halacha, the Nishmas Adam disagrees with this. But the Chafetz Chaim ultimately concludes and he says, if somebody does rely upon the opinion of the Mekilim, you can't go and fault them and you can't protest because they do have the Taz on their side as well as others. But Nishmas Adam and the Prima Godim say that one should not rely upon these more lenient opinions. Then the Mechaber brings down the Yesh Osrim. There are those that don't accept this Kula that he brings down at the beginning of Sif Beis, and as we've already pointed out, it is forbidden to do this. And the Ber HaGola says this is the opinion of the Tur, and also the Magid Mishnah, and the Ramban, and the Rashba. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'afilu lo marleinu Yehudi letaltel schora hanifsedes machmas gishomim, yesh misha oser. And we go even one step further, that even to ask a non-Jewish person to save your merchandise from the rain, there is this opinion over here, it's brought down by the Beis Yosef, and it seems to be the opinion of the Rashba, as brought down the Bir HaGola Osei, that this is forbidden to ask a non-Jewish person to do for you. And then the Ramah says, V'ayin la'el simen shin zayin sif yotes, with this discussed in more detail. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Ches, yesh misha oser, whose opinion is this? This is the Das HaRashba, as we already brought down from the Bir HaGola. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, look in Simon Shin Zayin Siv Hei, where there the Mechaber was Stam, Sosam Shoma Mechaber, Kidea Rishona, like the more lenient opinion, Shishino Bistoma, Kidasa Rambam, the Isser Shvus Mutter, Aideenu Yehudi, Bemokum Shutzorach Ludover, Tzorach Harbe. That the more lenient opinion over here would be that you are allowed to ask a non-Jewish person for something that is a, quote, tzorech harbe, a great need, a pressing need. So you can ask the non-Jewish person to do an issa derabbanan for you for a pressing need. And he says, ayin shon the maskonas of Magen Avram, the dafa b'mokum sheis hefsid godol. How do we define tzorech harbe? He would say that that's only in a case where there is a hefsid godol, a significant financial loss. The issue footnote number 14 brings down that likewise, if you wanted to send a letter on Shabbos, it would have to be because there was some sort of a pressing need, a financial loss of significance, and only then would you be allowed to send a letter via a non-Jewish person as well. Because the rabbis were only matir in Isser Shvus, the Shvus over here, telling a non-Jewish person to do an Isser Derabbanan only under circumstances of Hefsid Gadol, a great financial loss. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes, quoting the Ramo, who says to look in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Yotes for more discussion. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu, it means over there, the Sham saw Sama Mechaber, there the Mechaber Stam gave the opinion, but there are Rishona, the Mutal Omar, Kolamatzalinu Masid. One is permitted to say that anybody that saves stuff over here, they will not suffer a financial loss, even though the obvious implication of that is that you're going to pay him to go and save your item. So, even though the non-Jewish person will realize he's going to get paid for his services, and therefore one could argue that you're hiring the non-Jewish person to do this, which is not allowed, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah saw some over there, and he says the Stam opinion is that you are allowed to do this. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Hivsil Pas Nikia. The three meals that we talked about, a person being allowed to save, if it was before his Friday night meal, the two meals on Shabbos before lunch, the one meal by Shabbos before Shalosh Shudas, whenever you're allowed to go save the meal, so if you already saved, Hitzil Pas Nikia, if you went and saved the good, clean bread, which we would call white bread, which is pure flour without the bran and the whole wheat in it, which health-conscious individuals today would not say is the best bread, but in the times of the Gemara, Pas Nikia was nice, clean, white bread, without all the bran, without all the other ingredients. So if a person had saved Pas Nikia, lo yatzil pas hadra. He doesn't have the right to go back and say this pas hadra, which the Ramah tells us over here, pirush, pas shenital hadora, that the bread had its good stuff taken from it, the hainu pas subin, which we're basically talking about over here, that you're dealing with whole wheat bread. This is bran, this is the coarser stuff. So that's called, it is not as nice as the nice clean white bread. What the Mechaber is telling us over here is that if a person has saved already good, clean white bread, he can't go back and say, oh, I would prefer to have the whole wheat bran over here and go back and take more. As opposed to, the Mechaber tells us, avol if choshari. But if he had saved the bran, the not as good bread, he is allowed to say, well, I really don't want that. I want the good stuff. And he can go. And we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will say, even lechatchila, he can do this and then go back and get the good stuff afterwards. Let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud. Afilu hitzilu pas harbe. The first thing that the Mishnah Berurah tells us is, even if the person has already saved a lot of food, rashayin b'nei beiso, gamkin lahatzil kolechad mazon shosh sudos, ashi cholun lecho mishlo. Even though, for whatever the reason, the man has a whole bunch of food saved, his children, the other members of the household, are allowed to go into the house that has the fire and take out three meals for themselves, even though there is plenty of food out there already that the balabos already took out. And even though these people could eat from him, nevertheless, the rabbis had permitted the lekol chad hitiru latzu shalosh sudos. The rabbi said, anybody can take out three sudos. And this is also the opinion, can cause of a rabbi Yosef, the afilu yesh lo mayochal, rashoy lahatzu. It brings up in the Morgan of Rome that no matter what has already been saved, every individual has the right to go save for himself three meals, despite the fact that there's enough food already out there. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'chein afilu nesana b'shabes, tanis chalom. Even if somebody's fasting, he has a tanis chalom, which is the permissible thing that we've learned, that you're allowed to fast for on Shabbos. Normally don't fast on Shabbos. If that person has a bad dream and it bothers him, he's allowed to do a tanis chalom, then he has to make up a tanis for fasting on Shabbos. But in any event, that person doesn't need food. Nevertheless, Rashoy Lahatzel, he's allowed to save three meals as well, because the low chilku chazal. We have basically here a low plug, brought down the name into Sefer Shabbos. The rabbi said you can do this, so it's permissible for everybody. We don't start looking at how much you're going to personally eat yourself, because you're in a fasting state versus not in a fasting state. Low chilku chazal, the rabbis didn't make a distinction over here, and we see this in Dishu footnote number 15. For example, if a person's a sick person or an elderly person, and he's not going to eat that much, so you could argue he doesn't need any food at all. No, the halacha is lo chilku. Everybody can take out gimel sudos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, in explaining why you can't go back and take the pas hadra once you had the nice clean white bread, because he says the ein kan shayachus arma lomar pas hadra nichli. A person wouldn't have a havamini. Wouldn't think that, oh, I had this great bread over here. Let me go back. I'd prefer to have lousy bread. As opposed to Sivkot and Yud Beis, he brings down the other way around. It's shari. It's permissible. Because the person could conceivably and honestly state, Machmas bihulusi, because I was so confused over here, I was so anxious about the fire, shachachti, I made a mistake and forgot that I had good clean bread, and instead, velokachti pas hadra, I took out the bran, I took out the less clean bread. Avol b'emes ani rotzeh lechol pas nekiyah, and now when I have time to think about it, I prefer the clean white bread. And therefore, he's allowed to go back and get the clean white bread. The other way around, it doesn't make any sense. He has a nice clean white bread. Oh, I would prefer to have the lousy bread. That nobody could say. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu lechatchila." A person knows that he has white bread, but he can lechatchila take the lousy bread, the bran, the whole wheat bread. Yochel lahatzil pas hadra, and then say, "Oh, I really would now want the good bread." V'acha kach nekiyah. He can even do this lechatchila. This arma, this trickery over here, is permissible. V'adin basar v'dogim. Likewise, if he has different types of other foods, basar and dogim, meat and fish, oshar shneimin, or any other two types of foods. Afilu hitzil kvar minechot. So he saved enough food, so he has three meals worth of fish. But he could say, yochel omar b'min hasheni ani chavetz. I would prefer to have the meat. So he can do this even lechatchila, and in this way bring out more than the three meals. He can actually bring out three meals of the fish, and then three meals of the meat, or vice versa. With that, we conclude today's share.